Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every time one of these tragic shootings happens, everybody's at each other's throats about which side did it, but we're missing a broader pattern in America. This was another young, white dude who's in his 20s. We have seen this pattern accelerating over the past decade. The same day Charlie Kirk was shot, the same exact time, there was a neo-Nazi who shot up a school in Colorado. We can look at the acceleration of the radicalization of young men through a few frameworks. There's the COVID pandemic, which had people isolated, had a bubble around themselves, and a lot of young men failed to pull that bubble down and got sucked down these algorithms. I've seen it happen to my close friends. They get sucked down these algorithms. We have foreign actors trying to sow chaos in America, sow division. How much does Putin salivate when he sees us at each other's throats? Then we have domestic actors, people like Elon Musk, riling it up. So all of these factors... Wait, hold up, Ben. All of these factors come together to create this pattern that we see of young men in my age range committing these shootings. And if you want to sit here and go back and forth, tit for tat, I can say Dylan Roof, Robert Bowers, John Ernest, none of these were black people, none of these were trans people, none of these were even Democrats. These were neo-Nazis who had things carved into their guns. You can sit here and muddy the waters, but you are just lying.
I just don't want innocent people to die. Sue me for that.
Then maybe tell Trump to tone down his rhetoric.
If you think this is Trump, this is exactly, you literally just...
What's up, everybody? Adam Mockler here. This is by far the most heated CNN debate I've done yet, and I want you guys to watch until the end, because I try to bring in some unique points throughout Ben Ferguson's MAGA chaos. The guy that I'm about to debate is Ted Cruz's podcast co-host, so you see where the brain rot drips in from, but... Just once again, watch until the end. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the feed, and I'll see you guys later.
New York, let's get right to what America's talking about. Justice may not be blind after all, especially when the president's enemies are in the line of sight. The feds are said to be nearing a decision on charges against James Comey, accusing him of lying to Congress on the handling of the Russia investigation. The former FBI director has long said that he testified truthfully. The testimony happened back in 2020. And since the law requires any charge within 5 years, the DOJ now only has literally a few days before that deadline expires. But here's the important fine print in all of this. This is coming after Donald Trump publicly demanded that his attorney general charge Comey and other political rivals. Now, it's important to note, this is the same district in which Trump said that he fired a prosecutor for failing to find enough evidence against Letitia James, the attorney general in New York. Now, it's being run by one of Trump's former lawyers who has never prosecuted a case.
Donald Trump literally has had a mugshot because of the witch hunt against him.
But again, don't respond to my point.
James Comey, and one of the things I think people very clearly, if you watch him in his own words, he's very proud of the politicalization of what he did to attack Donald Trump. A great example was him grandstanding when he was sitting there on a forum talking about, yeah, send a couple FBI agents into the White House because I could, and the Trump administration didn't know what protocol was, so I took advantage of their ignorance or trust to go after General Flynn, to try to go after Donald Trump and get something on Donald Trump.
I like how Ben tried to invoke Trump's mugshot as some sort of proof or some sort of way to hand wave this, which you're conceding in that they are politicizing the government. You're not even denying, neither the conservatives on this panel are denying that Trump is politicizing the government. You just invoke Trump's mugshots. Can you show me a tweet from Biden asking his DOJ or asking his attorney general? So there's no tweet from Biden asking his attorney general to
Joe Biden didn't tweet much. He also didn't president much.
Is there any line from President Biden saying go after these three people? If you can't point that to me, then you invoking Trump's mugshot is trying to both sides this when this is a clear weaponization of the DOJ.
What Biden did, he wrote a letter going after parents in Virginia and putting them on an FBI watch list.
So you can't
went after Catholics.
You can't put me to a single example of Biden
or the IRS when they went after people.
Let's just back up a second. This is the first time we've heard this. Let me finish what I'm saying. So Trump ran an entire campaign saying talking about this, the Americans voted for this. So Americans were sick and tired of
a radical FBI that went after.
Let me ask you a question.
100%. So this is not a surprise.
Biden was being investigated during Biden's term. Do you think Don Jr. would ever be investigated by Pam Bondi?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Wait, hold on. If he did a crime, I think, yeah.
No, he would not.
By the
Donald
way,
Trump Jr.
The Biden crime family.
You know that's not true.
Wait, let's be clear. Let's be clear about Hunter Biden and what Hunter Biden did.
If Donald Jr. was sitting on the board of Burisma right now and was taking massive amounts of money,
I have no doubt. Again, I actually think that all happened.
One second. It's just too many people talking at one time. For an entire week, conservatives at this table and across the country argued that Jimmy Kimmel's suspension was solely a business decision by ABC and not at all influenced by the government. And then Donald Trump wiped it away. He again threatened ABC for bringing Kimmel back, and now his vice president is contradicting that, claiming that the administration's threats are all just a joke.
What people will say is, well, you know, didn't the FCC commissioner put a tweet out that said something bad? Well, compare that, the FCC commissioner making a joke on social media. What is the government action that the Trump administration has engaged in to kick Jimmy Kimmel or anybody else off the air? Zero. What government pressure have we brought to bear to tell people that they're not allowed to speak their mind? Zero. We believe in free speech in the Trump administration. We are fighting every single day to protect it.
Now, before we discuss, it's worth noting that Kimmel's return scored three times his average viewership on TV and 15 million views on YouTube. That's a lot of people, perhaps some Sinclair and Nexstar subscribers. But I can't imagine that the vice president is not aware of what actually happened here.
This is the delusion of this conversation. He literally said that he was killed by somebody that was in MAGA. That was a lie. We knew that wasn't true. And he refused to apologize.
Let me ask you, real men with integrity walk out there and say, I'm sorry.
So has Don Jr. and Elon Musk and Senator Mike Lee apologized for saying that the Minnesota shooter was on the left?
I don't know if they have or not.
Okay, they haven't.
So my point is, it's the exact same thing. I'm okay with that.
But Jimmy Kimmel, I think you can agree, this was a bigger issue at the moment.
It got more attention.
A lot more. He was crying on set.
But this was also a political...
He's crying on set. Not crying for Charlie Kirk or his wife. Crying because woe is me in my career.
This is why this somewhat falls on deaf ears. Because this is why those individuals who are not Democrats or Republicans find all of us to be full of it. Because the simple fact is Don Jr. had a picture of a hammer in underwear after Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked in his home. Right? And so when you have individuals who do that, and then you say you have all these other talking points about people chanting and celebrating Charlie Kirk's death on the left, and you don't really give a complete look at the voices who are saying that we condemn but let me just say, if you want to talk about the lie, I mean, look at everybody on Fox News who lied about 2016. I mean, is that the barometer?
Let me give Adam a second.
I agree with Bakari. We should look at the full picture. If you want to talk about Erica Kirk, she said she doesn't hate the other side. Then Donald Trump came on stage right after and said, I do hate my opponents. This is the president of the United States, not some comedian. And by the way, it is so incredibly clear that Trump is pulling every lever possible to make sure that everybody consolidates around him ideologically, whether it's with Jimmy Kimmel being pulled off the air, whether it's with Comey. I mean, I did the research. Donald Trump's priorities are so off that he has mentioned Comey on his Truth Social 2,042 times.
Yeah,
how many times do you think he's mentioned?
The government,
how many times has he mentioned inflation? How many times has he mentioned inflation?
Well, when you fix inflation, you don't have to mention it.
He did not fix it, and he's mentioned it half as many times as Comey.
You're just wrong.
He's mentioned inflation half as many times as Comey on his
Truth
Social.
Because his priorities lie in petty vengeances.
Ben, let me finish.
Go back.
His priorities lie.
We're talking about inflation right now, not about Jimmy
Kimmel. I'm just letting
him finish his point. Then we got to.
I'm just trying to say Donald Trump's priorities lie in petty vengeances, going after Comey, going after Kimmel, and he's not fixing his tariff media. Right now, unemployment is up.
Is the economy good or bad right now?
We're going to leave it there.
Tariffs are making it worse.
All right. Okay. Next for us, good the president introduces a new renovation at the White House, and this one trolls his predecessor. Tonight, the People's House now has a trolling hall. The White House revealed a new presidential walk of fame with photos of presidents in order. But if you look closely, there is one particular president missing, or rather represented by something other than his face. Instead of a photo of President Biden, there is a photo of an auto pen. Hilarious. I suppose. I mean, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to the auto pen responding to this,
feels,
by the way.
Well, very beneath the office, but I guess go for it.
True or false, the auto pen signed more things under Joe Biden's last year in office than Joe Biden signed.
I mean,
is it really trolling if it's true?
Doesn't Trump use the audio pen as well?
I promise you, when it comes to pardons and clemencies, it's going to be his own signature. Like, he actually shows up for work and doesn't take naps for in the middle of the day. He had a four-hour work
day. Let me just tell you,
his own team said,
I will only vote for the Democratic candidate in 2028 that removes Trump's presidential portraits and replaces them with photos of him and Epstein. So many photos of him and Epstein. More photos than me and my own grandparents, I feel like. It's just Trump and Epstein.
I'm still looking forward to the auto pin responding to the outrage over the auto pin. I'm excited about it.
I think everyone has to listen to Kimmel and just, like, take the joke. I mean, it's funny. We got to laugh. And frankly, there have been Democrat presidents that have had way more offensive things that are beneath the office.
Like what?
Name one.
Monica?
I mean,
but he just mentioned Jeffrey Epstein. So look, my only point is that this is beneath the office. And I just remember back in something that I actually can remember, when Republicans on Fox News and everywhere else were completely outraged about Barack Obama wearing a tan suit or having a selfie stick. This is how far we've fallen. Now we have somebody who actually has decorated the halls of the White House, making a joke. I mean, I just find...
Hold on. Did they or did they not put Hunter Biden art in the White House? They did. And it made the money, the value of the art go up. So let's, and then they sold said art. So let's dial that back a little bit.
If Biden would have hung up Trump's mugshot as a joke, you would be like curled up in a ball crying, saying nothing like this has ever happened.
I would have said I would expect that.
No, you would not be okay with that. You would say this is beneath the presidency. But the broader point is, why is Donald Trump still going after these petty grievances and all of these insane things?
I think they're just having fun. Yeah. We got bigger problems. Why are we so upset?
I think maybe that's the point. We have bigger problems.
And
we have a lot of bigger problems.
Who wants you to be
country.
Talking about this?
You have to admit, if you're just walking through and you saw that, it's a little funny.
It's both things. It's both kind of hilarious and kind of appalling, right? I mean, like, at the same time. Like, it is funny. As I watch it happen, I'm like,
he can fix it. If Trump buys a Hunter Biden picture and puts it in between, then it'll be bipartisan.
I'm just so sick of everything being a joke, whether it's Trump like tweeting directly at Pam Bondi saying something, or whether it's Trump saying he wants
ABC. Right now,
ABC.
We need more jokes
All
than ever,
of this
my
is
friend.
A joke.
Well, that's why Jimmy Kimmel's
The president's back. Words mean nothing right now. The president's words mean nothing. This is a man who sets deadlines, blows through those deadlines. This is a man who makes...
You're reaching way too far, bro. It's not a pen picture. It's pretty funny.
The president's words mean nothing. And we sit here and laugh as he,
All right, everybody. Thank you very much. We'll be back in a moment. Another day, another act of political violence in America, and another round of the blame game. A sniper opening fire at an ICE facility in Texas, killing one detainee and hurting two others. The suspect died after turning the gun on himself. Now, not long after, the FBI director published images of shell casings with the words anti-ICE written in blue. Also, not long after the shooting, the political lines were drawn.
You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
So, look, this is extremely disturbing that there's another one of these types of shootings. I think we've got to deal with this as a country, first of all. But I also, just for starters, I'm curious, how does it help to have the vice president say that?
Because the third one in Texas, I mean, if you know people that work in law enforcement, my family does, I know ICE agents in Texas. This is the third attack we've seen in Texas, in the same district, as the man in charge today was saying. Like, this is the second time he's had to have a press conference today.
Who was killed today? Was killed today?
So you're saying since it
That's
wasn't...
That's not what I'm at. No.
So you're saying since it wasn't... It was innocent people that were killed today.
Don't put words in my mouth.
You asked a question.
Yeah,
I'm answering your question.
Who was killed today?
You're saying since it wasn't ICE agents that were killed, therefore this is a null and void conversation?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Are you kidding me?
That's gaslighting. I'm asking you a simple question, because when J.D. Vance went up there... when you're coming up here...
This is not a good argument from you.
First of all, I am simply...
Innocent people got shot today, and you're like, well, it wasn't ICE agents that got shot.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the division that you all are sowing in this country...
I'm not sowing anything. I'm saying protect all law enforcement.
Because of the simple fact, yes, protect
Gavin
all
Gavin Newsom went on TV last night.
I don't like Gavin Newsom, so I condemn him.
You know, every time one of these tragic shootings...
Don't care for Gavin Newsom.
Every time one of these tragic shootings happens, everybody's at each other's throats about which side did it, but we're missing a broader pattern in America. This was another young, white dude who's in his 20s. We have seen this pattern accelerating over the past decade. The same day Charlie Kirk was shot, the same exact time, there was a neo-Nazi who shot up a school in Colorado. We can look at the acceleration of the radicalization of young men through a few frameworks. There's the COVID pandemic, which had people isolated, had a bubble around themselves, and a lot of young men failed to pull that bubble down and got sucked down these algorithms. I've seen it happen to my close friends. They get sucked down these algorithms. We have foreign actors trying to sow chaos in America, sow division. How much does Putin salivate when he sees us at each other's throats? Then we have domestic actors, people like Elon Musk, riling it up. So all of these factors... Wait, hold up, Ben. All these factors come together to create this pattern that we see of young men in my age range committing these shootings. And if you want to sit here and go back and forth, tit for tat, I can say Dylan Roof, Robert Bowers, John Ernest, none of these were black people. None of these were trans people. None of these were even Democrats. These were neo-Nazis who had things carved into their guns. You can sit here and muddy the waters, but you are just lying.
I just don't want innocent people to die. Sue me for that.
Then maybe tell Trump to tone down his rhetoric.
If you think this is Trump, this is exactly, you just, you literally just the political entire argument. So, Abby, let me go back.
Can I make something that might be a little bit more controversial than that?
Hold on a second.
All right, from there, it devolved further. I'm sure you can picture what happened, but I hope you guys enjoyed the video. And some news, if you made it this far, we are starting our own debate format in Chicago. I mean, I've been on CNN to debate, Jubilee, I did Piers Morgan, but we're going to start our own bleeding edge format where we debate people. And honestly, it's because of you all. I just want to say thank you. I am eternally grateful for everything that we built. And this is only early stages. We are going to continue to grow. We are going to continue to push the country in the direction that we want. And we won't stop until we do. So again, thank you all. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.